You.
Yes, you.
Yes, it's the podcast. You love it. You like this episode already. So why not share it? Like, I don't know why you're not sharing. Like, at this point, it baffles me. You should be sharing. Like, it's just there on the episode. Share the podcast. Share it to your friends. Like, it takes nothing.
We know you love us. Mm-hmm. We know you listen every week. Just share it, please.
It takes nothing. Like, I don't understand why you can't share. It's just a simple share button.
Calm down.
Okay, sorry, my bad.
Calm down.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was going off, man.
But I think you get it. Just share it.
Share it before I get mad.
Share it.
Okay.
You're already mad.
Don't make any mad. All right. That's all I can say. Back to the episode.
Is the Spectrum Podcast, motherfuckers?
This is the Spectrum Podcast.
Hi.
My name is
what?
My name is
what?
My name is
name Sadie.
It's young to the beginners.
I'm gonna give you some banana. Baby, if you call me Donna.
Women can just be friends. Like a guy and a girl that are single can just be friends.
Yes, yes, I do. Because I have guys that are just my friends, like you.
Wow! I felt that in my soul!
You're now locked into the number one podcast on Spotify. Yes, for good reason. Another one.
This is the Spectrum Podcast.
You. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. Are you mad? You always listen to our show, but you don't click on the button. You don't click on the follow button and you don't hit the bell. Go and click on the follow button and hit the bell on Spotify and Apple now.
Well, Spotify, you're welcome to the Spectrum Podcast. I'm Nani.
I'm Nano.
And together we are
Nano.
Yes, Nano. It's been a minute. We, you know, did the bonus EP.
Yes.
So bonus EP is back. Didn't leave. We know. There's some people who only listen to bonus episodes. I realized.
Yeah.
Somebody had messaged me that it's only the comedy episodes that they listen to. I'm like.
Yeah. Yeah, so we are not funny. You need extra.
I feel because it's shorter. I mean, that was what the person told me. So I said it's shorter, so you can easily get to those ones.
Better
like,
start looking at the new.
And like, yeah, you're missing. Yeah, it's like almost like you're taking, you know.
You're missing the whole point.
Yeah, it's actually, like you're taking the side piece. You know, instead of the main chick. You know, the main chick is. You know, I guess he doesn't want the headache that comes with the main chick. You know, he just wants the side piece. You know, every now and then. In and out, that kind of thing. So yeah, shout out to you. So yeah, we're back with another our first bonus EP of the year.
Yes,
I feel like you clap it up for that, but I don't know if that's necessary. But anyway, now what are we doing today?
So we're going to be looking at, or we're going to be reacting to a comedy. What do you call it? Stand up.
Yeah.
Right. Everyone is looking to be offended by a comedian or a comic called Kayvon. Okay. I mean, I thought you. Kayvon sounds like a black name.
Sounds like a very black name.
Like a street name, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what they call it.
Like a drug kingpin.
Yeah.
So, but anyway,
we'll go into it now.
Like, real quick.
Yes.
All right.
Instead, now we have the problem with these Karens. You know what a Karen is? Someone who gets, they start to complain about a comedy show? Oh, yeah, it happens all the time. You never know who's going to complain at your show. And so I just try to avoid the situation completely. Now, I don't like the term Karen because it's a little racial. It's an annoying white woman who complains. That's not fair. There's annoying women of every ethnicity. Let's be honest. Yes, we've all met one. There's Latina Karens. They don't have a name. I call them Karenitas. Asian Karens, Kairens. Let's talk about it. There's black Karens, Kanaynays. There's some Kanaynays out there.
That's funny.
Let's just be equal. That's all I'm saying. I got to do a really cool show during the pandemic, though. This one group hired me. It's the Latter-day Saints Singles Conference in Orange County, California. How many Latter-day Saints people are here? LDS Mormons? Yeah, Mormons? Yeah. You're not supposed to say Mormon, so I say LDS. And what's great about it is I love LDS people. I went to high school with them. They're such nice people. More people need to know. I mean, these are the kind of kids that would TP your house and then clean it up the next morning before you woke up. You didn't even know what happened. Yeah, very nice. A lot of you are like, that doesn't happen. Yes, it does. You just didn't know what happened. That's how good they were. I like nice people. You know what I don't like? Fake victims. This is getting too far. Fake victims. Everyone's a victim. People are always trying to tell you how they're a victim. Now you go to work, they're going to tell you their pronouns. I'm they, them. I'm she, her. There's going to be a guy named Earl going, I'm plum, her. I'm your plumber. I don't know what we're talking about. Okay? I'm going to go plunge, right? I saw Megan Rapinoe, who's a soccer player for the United States soccer team, go to the White House and say this country isn't fair. I don't like seeing that. I love America. She's like, this country's not fair for me. I'm like, you're at the White House and you get paid to play soccer. That's a privilege. God bless America. All right? Yes. What a great country.
First of all, what he says about people, everybody being offended, that's really true in today's climate. Everybody's tense. Everybody's like...
Everybody has, like, everybody who always wants to play, I don't know, it's just...
That victim card, like, victim we're talking about is, it yeah. on some other episodes where it's like...
Everybody
even with us black people, yeah. like, you want to play that card
the race
time,
card, yes.
when it favors you.
Yeah.
You know, that whole fake victim, no, yeah. I feel like... Do you feel like Operation Olympics is getting out of hand?
Overly, is getting too much.
Oh, Nami suffer pass.
Exactly, everybody's always trying. I think it's a competition.
Yeah, one up.
Like,
how many suffer you suffer?
If somebody, like, we were talking about that Diddy thing before.
Yeah.
If somebody does something, there's always, what of a white person?
Mm.
What is, what, you probably talking about the black person. It's not about black and white. Now it's like good or bad. What you did, is it good? Is it, like, all these things should not be called, especially when somebody commits an offense. It's not about race.
Yeah, was it a crime?
Was it a crime or not? Now, every small thing now, black people, they want to play a victim. Mm. That's one thing that I just
don't like.
That sits well with me with the right, black community. I don't know.
They do that. They play, I think, out of everybody that does victim blaming or like fake, what do you want to call it, the Operation Olympics.
Yeah.
It's black people.
Yeah.
It's black. And I can understand because they had the worst in America, though.
Yes.
Right? But, man, they overflog it. Let me not lie. They overuse it. They abuse it.
Yeah.
Sometimes. It's like...
Another set of people that overabuse is LGBTQIA,
LMNOP. Yeah, LMNOP.
Yeah.
Yes.
And all the alphabet, right? They... piss me off, man.
Go on.
No, this...
Let me just let you know at this point.
I don't care.
Podcast.
Okay, cool. See this thing about this one thing that used to annoy me.
Mm.
First of this,
Rainbow
first
people.
Of the pro, like you said, the pronouns like they them. Like how do you want somebody who has been accustomed to she
right.
and he? Like it's not exactly grammatically, it's not even correct. How do you want someone to start transferring from they to she or she to them? Like it's a weird transition, and you don't give people the grace of like some people are actually trying to like learn that thing. Like
they when they call us something
but when
wrong,
they call you like, something wrong, you make it a whole thing.
When social media,
obviously the person is just trying.
Yeah.
Now it's different from someone just outrightly being like discriminatory towards you. Now for someone who is trying to learn, and the thing between there are some of them that are like I don't understand. You can still call me she.
Yeah.
If you don't still get like there are people. There are some of them that are like that, but they are the ones that are so. There are some of them that are like. You must call me this day,
the
day you don't call me, if I'm that kind of person, I won't even want to talk to you because I know I'm going to get it wrong.
Let me just avoid you.
Exactly, I'm just going to avoid you. That's just how it's going to be.
And then there are the ones that like they look like a girl, but they identify as a guy. So it's like, how do you?
Sometimes everything's just confusing. I don't know when this world became so like
it's America. Their fault.
I don't know when this world came into this world.
And because they are very. Okay, America has its main character syndrome, just like Nigerians. But just like theirs is global. Most of what they do push the world, like whatever, like they are trendsetters for the most part. That's why anything that starts happening in America, it starts happening everywhere because everybody looks to America as this.
If they had told you, 10 years ago or 20 years,
everybody would
believe
that.
Somebody
would
have said
like,
that.
Yeah,
they are them. Like, would you?
Yeah.
Would
at this point, I don't put anything past. Like, these things that we thought was impossible. Everything is possible at this point. AI, everything is possible.
Everything is possible. And that's like, I'm not that annoy me.
Let me go for you don't want today.
That's cool. The trans community. And that's do you know why?
Yeah.
Because of the trans people that want to play in in sports.
Olympics.
I don't like sports, that. Yeah. If you are trans, don't. But just I think that the trans people should have their own sports or their own league or their own, so that it's better for them. At least you judge better there. That's than for you to put a trans woman in a woman's team and you don't expect that trans woman to
dominate.
It doesn't make sense. It's not fair. And there's one, I think when the trans woman gets like the best something, I think it's last year, I can't remember.
Yeah,
I but I just feel like it's just, I don't know. It's unfair to people that
And you can't see anything.
You can't see anything, but I will say something because
you can't say. You can't say because you're a Nigerian.
Yeah, I'm a Nigerian, so I can't.
But over there, they can't even say that's how bad it is. They can't even comment.
Anytime you say something,
you're sued.
But you cannot have a simple conversation with these people without them getting offended.
And then they are entering into the bathrooms. Have you seen the bathrooms conversations?
Yeah, I've seen that too.
The men are going into the bathrooms and claiming they are women. They are seeing pom-poms. And women now are now uncomfortable. Which also brings me to the conversation they've been having even in Nigeria about the whole Bobrisky thing.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to Very Dark Man.
Yes.
And all the things he was saying. I know sometimes, like, I don't know what it is about Nigerians. I think Nigerians are becoming too westernized.
I'm not going to support Very Dark Man because he's irrelevant in some things and he makes sense in some things.
Yes.
But in that Bobrisky thing, he made sense. Right.
Exactly. Right, of course, and I have the same reservations about So my thing was that not like Spotify podcast affiliated to Red Dark Man, but my thing is like sometimes, right? These things are glaring, right? And it's just like something like what you were showing me that like some of the Nigerians will make foolish people famous for no reason, and you have some people following these persons and you know riding their coattails and like I'm like, are you people not blind? All of a sudden Bobrisky is now
he's not a woman.
People are even calling him mommy of Lagos.
Mommy of Lagos, the best dressed,
and yeah, they give him best dressed like film. They are literally taking the power of and guess who are the people championing this thing? Women.
I'm not seeing any man that is saying
yes. Which man will champion that rubbish?
That shit, like I was
reading the comments and I was shaking my head. I said, oh my god, are we blind in this country?
Doesn't even make any sense.
See, that's, they are going to come and take like humanity and femininity away from you guys in plain sight.
Yeah, and we'll just be looking.
And that's what's going to happen. They'll start going to that, and that's what the black man was saying, that he'll start going to bathrooms too. Since he's not a man, let everybody be stupid.
Does not make sense.
That's what's going to happen.
It's becoming very annoying and unbearable.
Are you serious? Is that what we're doing in Nigeria? Yeah. And you know that they're coming out more and more. I don't know what is happening.
Like,
they're everywhere.
Exactly.
Even on social media. And then
it's like a community now.
And then so. I feel like the blogs on Instagram too have started putting these things in our face little by little.
Yeah,
they have started making it normalized. They will just throw it in there. The other day I opened my Instagram and I saw a girl was making food for the other. I think the other girl is the, what they call them in that their community, the one that behaves like a guy but is a girl. Is it bottom or top? I don't know. But Sha is the female guy in the relationship. Sha,
okay.
And the girly girl was cooking for her. And they just put it without any, like, they just put it there. Like, and you know there are useless captions always like, oh, this person showing love to her wife. When did this become normal in Nigeria that we're just putting it out there?
There's nothing hidden anymore. Nigeria is so desperate to be part of the Western world.
Yeah, I don't it like, just,
I don't know.
That's something I don't really like. I don't understand it, actually. And because, sometimes it's like you forget that you're putting people too in danger, because in Nigeria, these things are still not accepted.
Yeah.
You're exposing people to danger and cyber bullying and cyber whatever, because people will go at them. Like, there should be discretion in all these kind of things. Like, people can live their life. Me, I'm not for harassing people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you understand? But there are just some certain things that in Nigeria, like, are not norm.
Yeah.
And it's still against the law.
Yeah.
Like, let's know where we are living now.
Yeah.
You cannot do that thing in Dubai.
At all.
You know, it won't fly now. They will, on site, they will kill you.
Yeah.
They don't even joke. It's only Nigeria. don't know, Sha, but
anyway, let's get back into the video.
I even did some research. She gets $3 million a year to play soccer, you guys. Not even real soccer, women's soccer.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Not lying.
I mean, it's different.
He's not lying. Have you watched women's soccer before?
I don't watch soccer.
Even you as a woman, you're not even supporting it.
Because that's, I don't watch soccer.
You will take time to at least sometime. We've watched football.
I don't
together.
Take time. I'm just doing it because you are there.
It's fine, whatever.
Just don't try to justify. I won't look at any soccer game.
You're an eyeball. At least you watched.
Don't watch anyone. Don't worry.
Women's is they're good. There are some good games. There are some good teams. Like US teams, they're very good. They've been winning all the World Cups.
Babola, what they call her? Asisat.
Oshola, she's good too. But the game is so slow paced because they are women. And it's not their fault. It's genetic. Yes, yeah. They're women. It's slow paced. And people are not at the stadiums mostly to watch them. Wow. So that ambience is not there.
That's not real football.
The sport is the money they pay these people is based on the number of asses in seats they can put. Yes, now if you can't put asses in seats, that's what I mean by if you can't sell tickets, like putting asses in seats, like the money doesn't come back though. And that's how the sports teams make money. Selling tickets. Some people buy season tickets, some people buy this one ticket. Like that's how they make money. So if you can't bring people to the stadium, how can I really pay you better than I'm paying the guys? So that's just what it is for sports. Okay. It's like
no problem, it's fine. Let's go.
But that was a shot.
That was a good shot.
It's fine. Accepted. There's gonna be a Will Smith after a show. Keep her name out your mouth. That's a mean joke, so I'm gonna apologize. If you can tell me when's their next game.
Exactly.
Solutions. We need solutions. I have solutions for diversity. We need diversity in every industry. That's what we need. Now, when I look at the NBA, that basketball court does not have a lot of diversity. But I came up with a solution. We use technology to help everyone play in the NBA. We need to raise or lower the backboard according to what ethnicity is running towards it during the game. That's fair. Like, if LeBron's going, not 10 feet, 13. Make it a little harder for him. Some people from Utah, 9 feet. Asians?
Wow. These guys.
Kayvon, what about Latinos? Make it fence high. They can still get over it.
Wow.
Kayvon, you going in.
That's
crazy.
That's crazy.
He went for... I like the fact that he's giving everybody...
Yeah, it's equal.
It's not like it's going at one person. Yeah, I can't really call it. You know? And the crowd looks diverse. So they get
looks white.
No, you know, some Mexicans are white.
Wow. Yeah. It's such a racist. I know. It's okay.
It's cool.
Wow.
But good.
Some of you are like, what would Latinos say if they heard that? They love that joke. I just performed in Arizona. This guy after the show goes, hey, you're stupid. We will go under the court. El Chapo style. It's like, touche. The reason I can do all these different jokes is because I'm a minority myself. Now, I know you're looking at me. You're going, Kayvon, you just look regular white. Not so fast. My dad is Persian. My mom is Scottish. That's rare. I call it Harry Potter-ish.
That's a good joke.
That's right. People are like, that's not a minority. Yes, it is. Half Persian? Nobody's half Persian out there, man. And what's crazy is people go, you don't seem Persian to me. I'm like, that's because I use cologne responsibly. Two sprays, not two bottles. Come on. Yeah. You've been in an Uber. You know what I'm talking about. All right? Some people have the gall to think I'm making it up. I'm like, I'm not making up. If you look closely, you can tell I have my dad's beautiful dark Persian eyes. But I have my mom's American features, so unfortunately, I just look like a tired white guy.
It does look like a tired white guy.
Women don't even know I'm exotic. They think I'm exhausted. And I am am exhausted. I've been a victim, but nobody wants to hear my stories, okay? One time I went to get a haircut at a new salon, and they said they don't even do haircuts for men. They sent me out of there. I felt foolish. I'm like, oh, I have to go somewhere else because the way I was born? That's discrimination. Now, there's no Supreme Court case pending, no lawyers like, I'll help you. Nope, I had to stick up for myself. I go, would you have cut a woman's hair if she drove a Subaru? They're like, yeah. I'm like, well, that's the same haircut I was going for.
Beep, beep. Do you think men get discriminated against?
In what sense?
See? You don't even think it exists.
I don't know. I just asked you in what sense. In what sense?
I don't know, but like, I feel like for guys, like, there are some...
What is it? Give me one.
No, there are some spaces... When I say discrimination, I don't say it from a... what's the word? I don't say it from something... Oh, I like... You're just saying that men shouldn't have access to this. It's not one of those... It's not one of those degrading types. Mm. It's just selection. It's selection kind of discrimination. It's like men are not allowed in these spaces just because it's a women-only space. But it might be information that men can also have access to. But you've already, because you've made it a only solely for women thing, you've discriminated against men automatically. So that's the kind of selection, like bias I'm talking. Not bias, but like when it comes to like process that I'm talking about. Like, let's say for instance now, you're looking for somebody who is supposed to help you bake, for instance. Automatically, like, your brain doesn't go to a guy, right?
Yes.
Or you're looking for somebody to, for instance, to help you clean the house, like a cleaner for something, house help or whatever. Your brain doesn't go to a guy automatically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though men can do the job, right? Like, there are men who probably opt for those kind of jobs. But automatically, your brain has already made a selection process that it has to be a woman.
Yeah.
Though in those kind of scenarios, where it's like, because I have a, you guys, everybody knows one of my closest friends, Daniel, right? Daniel is a baker. And I've seen Daniel when early on in his career, when he started, because all of us started our business together. Early on, when he started like baking, right, he would get like a few gigs. And anytime so many times I followed him to go and deliver to a client. Anytime we go to the client's place, and usually it's a girl. Anytime we go to the client, they always thought that he was a girl. Because he had to not be telling them like his name or whatever. He just, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you see you, like, my name, he goes, ah, you're a guy. They always thought that he was a girl. You know what I'm saying? But then it's like kind of, then they started putting the whole notion of, okay, if you are baking and you're a guy, you're probably gay. Those kind of things started to come just because he bakes.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Just because of, like, we've already seen it's only a girl that's, even chef before now, chefs, they used to even call them cooks before. It used to be a female thing, then men dominated that space. And now it's not looking like, anytime if I say chef now, my brain automatically goes to a guy, not a woman first. It has changed in the last few years. So I feel like there are some things that, like, men are just not allowed to be in those spaces, but it should be for, even though there are spaces that should be for everybody, you've kind of discriminated against men. So
yeah.
So that's the only angle I'll probably see it from, like. But as far as just in life in general, I mean, people, I know that one is something people always put, but patriarchy is still, it's still a thing.
Yeah. So you guys should I don't know what you're talking about. I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care about men being there. I've not seen any man. I've not even seen any, if you talk about discriminatory.
Yeah.
Now a man.
Yeah.
It's not even easy for me to even like pick one thing.
Yeah.
I've not seen.
No, there are, of there except things, it will be in social spaces where there are privileges.
Exactly.
That they can women can leverage and men can't. Double standards, things, yes, stuff like
but
that.
But it's not so.
But that's what I said. That's what I said. Me, when I talk about this, men discrimination, it's coming from a place, kind of like a selection process. Like, men are like,
mostly double standards.
That's mostly, just, yeah. So.
Yeah. All right, like let's talk about that. What's that guy's name?
Who is that?
That Emmanuel Acho guy.
Yeah.
Talking to that girl. Angel Reese. Or,
you know what? I'm glad you brought that shit up. Injuries, yeah. I'll say this, and yeah, probably don't listen to this podcast, okay. Injuries, you talk too much. just gonna say that. Like, that's it. You do too much, you talk too much, you say, oh, you don't. She was not crying that day after she lost to Caitlin Clark. Mm. First of all, she beat Caitlin Clark last year. You remember we talked about it now? Mm-hmm. She beat Caitlin Clark last year to win the NCAA championship. That's their college championship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this year, Caitlin Clark beat her
mm.
to advance to the finals. So, Caitlin Clark will still play on some other place.
Okay.
And now she could not take it, right?
She's a solo.
Yes, now you're not crying, you're not for me crying, you're not trying to play the card, the race card thing, you're playing the female card thing. She threw all the cards. Then she now said they were sexualizing her too much. Meanwhile, she was one that did a whole full advert some months back for, I think, was it a brand? Was it Vogue? No, it wasn't Vogue. One other brand like that.
Mm.
And her ass and titties were out. I'm like, nigga, you talk about sexualized, like you were not the one who put out that whole thing. In fact, I remember when she put out that thing, you know, like since when the women started doing all these things, like play basketball. Like that's what you're good at. She's actually a good basketball player.
Okay.
You understand? So it's not like why are you doing all this? And then she became the villain. She took on that villain role from the last year's tournament with Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark is a white girl that can shoot threes like Steph Curry. And she was taunting that girl the whole tournament. So after that whole tournament, she now took on that bad boy role, the bad girl role. Throughout the whole tournament, she's been, you know, bullying, playing that bullying kind of role. Yeah. Kind of. So now you now lose now. You are now wanting to play all this card of like, oh, people are against you. Like, nigga, what? Like,
she's just a son.
Yeah, it's like, that's, and then Emmanuel Acho was trying to say, was saying the same, not even because I knew Emmanuel Acho, he speaks very well. I follow him on YouTube. He was really giving like real criticism. Right?
Yeah.
Check your comments. Oh, that's our black women. The most disrespected black woman on the planet is a black woman. That nigga. Dying. Can we have a conversation about this sport though? It annoys me. I won't be checking your comments.
When I listened to what he said.
Yes.
Then I saw the whole thing that they were saying. He said he likened her to a dog. I was like, he's just a cartoon character, but let's go on. Then he now defended himself and said that he's just talking as an analyst.
Yes.
Because that's what he does.
Yes, that's what analysis. Have you seen Stephen
A? Like sometimes he even does like it's not every time that he's criticizing her.
Yes.
That's when she does well, he says
she's actually been doing well and they've been hailing her throughout the competition.
It's just a sport.
Yeah, it's sports. That's what sport analysts
are. Exactly.
Do you see how many times we bash football players?
So
that's sports. Like anyway, if you don't do well, journalists will say this. If you do well, they'll hate you. That's journalist's job for you.
Yeah.
You can go into a game now and you hit maybe 22 points and the next they'll tell you played bad. Then your next game you go and drop 40 points. They'll tell you did very amazing. They'll find things to say about you that's what they do.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like all those people, it's all those people that don't even watch sports that we commenting, you know, disappointed woman on the planet, a black woman. Nigga, shut.
Okay, Daniel's going off. Alright. Can we continue?
All those kishas on children.
Don't call any kisha, please.
Oh, it's cool.
Moving on.
One day I'll just have time for them. I'll be shooting at them like any glamour. But anyway, let's go.
Why do you want to fight women so bad?
I don't know, because it pissed me off.
Hey!
No, piss me off!
Okay.
But go on.
That's right. I have been a victim. Here's how big a victim I am. This is unbelievable. I went to get an allergy test. They put this little thing on my back and they scratched me with all kinds of irritants. And it turns out I'm allergic to cats and watermelon, which is crazy because Persians are known for cats and watermelon. Yeah, see, you didn't even know that. That's how big a minority I am. Yeah, for a Persian to be allergic to cats and watermelon, that's like being Mexican and allergic to tacos and landscaping. Thank you. I was hoping somebody would understand me. You get me. Thank you. Are you Latina? Hey, you see, she knows. She's like, of course I am. I'll meet you under the court. We'll go get some tacos.
I think it's a mixed crowd.
Yeah, it's the mixed person.
I
gotta tell you, we need to laugh now more than ever. And I try to make people laugh even when I'm out in the streets, not just on the stage. That's our job as comedians. And one time I went to the airport and had the perfect opportunity to make somebody laugh. Because my name is Kayvon Moezy. It's very Persian. My brother, Shaheen Moezy. Now, my mom, Margaret, didn't get to name us, obviously. But I love having a weird name because I can have fun with it. Sometimes I give people my ID. They're like, what's that name? If I don't have time, I'm like, it's Kevin Mosey, right?
But sometimes I crank it up even more ethnic. Once I'm onto the airport in Atlanta, Georgia, there's a black dude working TSA. Give him my ID. He's like, all right, Kevin, have a good day. I go, no, sir, that's not my name. He's like, it's not Kevin? I'm like, nah, dog. That's Kayvon. And I knew he liked it because his voice went up a little bit. He's like, your name Kayvon?
That's black.
That's cool, man. All right, Kayvon, I like that. Have a good day, Kayvon. I'm like, you didn't get my last name yet. He's like, hold on, Kayvon, let me see your last name. Mosey? I'm like, nah, player. That's Moeezy. His voice went up even higher. Your name is Kayvon Moeezy? That's your real name? I go, yeah. And he said the funniest thing. He goes, how you get a black name?
That was what I said when he showed that. This is a black name.
I'm like, no, sir, I'm Persian. He's like, nah, that's black. That's a black name. But we were arguing, but in a fun way. That's America. That's what we should be doing, right? Interacting, laughing, yeah. Right. But it was so cool to make instant friends with somebody, but over a topic that might scare others. He was like, let me tell you something, Kayvon Moeezy. That's the blackest name I've seen all day. And this is the Atlanta airport, so you know that's a black name. So I felt comfortable.
Okay, so I know I was shitting on black people earlier, right? But this is the part I like about black people.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
This is... Pick
a side.
No. This is the side. I can't... It's a race, right? I can disagree and agree with some things that we do. You understand?
I'm not black American.
I'm not black American, but I'm black. But see, my thing is, I like that... that's natural, funny, natural community kind of vibe that we always, that you know, black people always give, like whether it's white or black, like you there's that sense of you know, funny. You just make things very cool, very accepting, very I like that part about us, like it's you know, besides that, the other parts I don't really like. I like that part. We're good.
I'm just going without saying that. It's fine.
I'm like, well, then I'm going to go to the x-ray machine black. He's like, go ahead. I'm like, all right, here I go then. He's like, that's not how we walk. I'm like, it's my first day. Shut up.
It's my first day. That's funny. Shout out to Kayvon.
One of the white Persian.
You send that into the... you send it to... Banana's mail. That's been the show. Thank you guys for joining us on the show today. We appreciate y'all.
Yep.
I hope you guys enjoyed this one as much as we did. That's pretty much it, Tommy. Anything?
No, nothing really.
Link in the description below. Do what you need to do. Rate, like, you know,
like, rate, all that stuff. Do everything.
Do everything you need to do. Also, stories, dilemmas, submit your dilemmas if you have anything for us. But yeah, that's pretty much been the show, guys. We'll see you guys next week with another bang of an episode.
Until
that's been the Spectrum Podcast. We signing out.
Yeah, peace.
Bye.
Bye.